Hello, peoples. Please go to the top of the description and click the link to go donate to the podcast if you feel like it. There's selections, and yeah, please go donate. Thank you, my friend.
Boom.
Shut up. I didn't stop it, so.
Put a flag on it.
I put a fag on it.
I got fags on it.
Hey, Mom, look, it's the faggots. Hey, Mom, look, his shirt is higher than my tax bracket.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna bring it up every time.
Motherfucker's so got an orangutan shirt on.
Motherfucker's shirt is higher than the crime rate in Chicago.
I wish I was as high as his fucking shirt was.
I wish my confidence was as high as your shirt was.
Yeah, that too. Oh, man. That clip was pure gold.
It was. That's one reason I like hanging out with him.
Motherfucker.
I am the Hobbit Lord of the Rings. Like...
My precious.
My precious.
What, Eric?
This is what I was looking for. But I have to wait for this ad to go away.
What?
What? Awful. Fuck you, double ad.
Eric, look at me. I was waiting for it.
You should have fucking got your nose.
Oh no, it's Michael Jackson!
Or that weird fucking creepy dude that I had to deal with at Best Buy that one time.
Oh yeah.
What? Somebody literally got, well, he took his nose off.
Yeah, you told me about it.
Yes.
I'm not a pedo, and if I was, you'd be safe with tubby little ginger.
You know how grumpy you get when things don't go your way.
I don't know.
Okay.
No, there was more to that, but it didn't give me what I wanted. Well. He had a whole rant about pedophiles, and it's like, I wouldn't rape you, you little ginger cunt. Well.
What about his terrible joke, where he's just like, the girl's describing, it's like, he took me behind a tree, and I don't know what, and he's just like, oh, make something up!
Evil Dead.
It was so stupidly funny.
Oh, the original one was just, like, so cheesy and fucking great. Mm. Cheese grater, maybe? I don't know.
Ricky Gervais also had a joke where he was just, where was a father and son walking to a bathroom? Or no, two people walking to a bathroom and, like, one of them sticks their dick through a like the ball to get a blowjob or whatever.
A glory hole?
Yeah, and then it's just like, and they both walk out and it's father and son. He's like, that's a true story from where I grew up. And I'm like, oh my God. Honey, have you seen our son? It's like, yes, I have. He's doing very well.
Let me just rinse my mouth out with this fucking tiki torch fuel.
Yeah, right?
Oh God. And then light it on fire.
Mm-hmm. Whole new connotation to daddy.
Wow.
Wow.
Little Owen Wilson.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I hope he gets a fucking jet ski at the end of fucking next season.
Oh, wow.
That would be good.
Yes, it would be.
He deserves it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Meow.
Yeah. I don't know where the cat went.
Oh, she's on a stoop.
Oh.
No, she don't give two fucks.
Well, I'm about to go run up on her real quick.
Why?
Looks like I'm going to grab antacids.
I
get them. Get them out of my car, but...
That's closer.
You guys have better ones.
Oh, we have Thomas, you have generic.
Yeah, but my generic ones taste delicious. It was not 1,000 milligrams.
Eat that shit.
Om nom.
Om nom nom.
Taco.
Sit and spin. Bend over, spin. Sit and spin. One, the table's blocking it, so I can't even see it.
No, it's not.
Meat spin.
What were you doing? It would literally, like, this was in the way right away.
One of the cursed websites.
Well, you 14? Saw it. You didn't acknowledge it, though.
Do we want... Oh, I don't know.
The fact that you brought it up means you saw it.
No, because when you did it, like, literally, your hand was behind this, so I couldn't see it. So it was like... Like, you can't see it, can you?
No.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
I want to know, but also don't want to research it.
What?
I want to know how many of the cursed websites from, like, 20 years ago still exist.
They still exist, because I looked them up, like, a year ago.
The Holy Trinity. I brought this up earlier. Goatsy. Tub Girl.
Tub Girl still exists.
And Harlequin Fetus.
Harlequin Fetus still exists.
Lemon Party?
Lemon Party still exists.
Meat Spin?
That will never go away.
Oh, how about Robot Seizure?
Yes. I mean, as of a year ago, they were all still there.
I brought that up probably like 3 or 4 years ago, and I showed somebody, and they're like, what the fuck? I was like, yeah, this is a thing.
Mm. No, I saw a bunch of shit on, like, a 4chan thing, and I was like, fuck it, let me see. And I was just
4chan.
Yeah, they're still there.
Oh, God, I hate their fucking very existence.
Yep.
They were useful, and then they got super...
They're useful for fucking 2% of their existence, but not so much anything else.
Yeah.
Well, since Flash is dead now, I don't know if they're very useful anymore.
Well, they better learn how to fucking code HTML5.
Yeah.
Yeet. By the logic that Flash is dead, is Newgrounds alive still?
Mm-hmm.
Unless they converted their shit, probably not.
All I know is I'm 2 seconds away from grabbing that bacon out of the freaking fridge and throwing it back on the grill. I'm hungry.
Hangry.
Not hangry, I'm just hungry.
Hungry.
I'm honky.
You went there before I did.
I'm honky.
I mean, you're crazy white motherfucker. What the fuck?
So?
I've been called crazy white motherfucker, too.
I've been called crazy white boy ever since I lived in Waterbury.
Holy shit, Newgrounds.com still exists.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what it was. It was Shock Chan. Yep, it's right there.
Boom.
Yep.
That's gross.
There's a bunch of shit underneath. There's Blue Waffle.
Blue Waffle's fake, though.
Let's see how fake this is. Little load. That looks realistic.
Yeah, well, somebody had really good Photoshop skills. Because I think Snopes did a thing on Blue Waffle.
I don't want to show that to anyone.
Oh, I've seen it.
What is this? Oh, I can't view it because I don't have Adobe. Oh, yeah, I don't want to see that, which is the one man, two needles thing. I've seen that before.
I've never heard of that, and I probably don't want to see it.
Average internet user. Come on. Load, motherfucker.
Two girls, one cup.
That's on here. I brought that up to my sister. She was like, I don't want to know, I don't want to know. Oh, no. What the fuck?
Jesus.
What? All I'm thinking about is Slim Nugs. Do you want to see it? Do you understand what I'm thinking about?
No.
like long ago.
They also have one kid, one sandbox, which is pretty fucked up. Two guys, one horse.
Cake farts.
No, what the? Oh, the BME Pain Olympics. This is fucked.
They'll be a what?
When the guy like cuts his fucking dick off and shit. No.
No, thank you.
No, I don't want the volume.
What was
on.
That back in the day in the early 2000s? The Russian, whatever. DVDs.
This dude's literally cutting his dick off right now.
It was like Russian something, and it was like basically people dying, but it was like how questionable was the actual footage?
Yeah.
You know? A couple of friends of mine had that, like, I've seen a few of them. And so. Yeah,
there's not many things I can't watch, and this is one of them, but I'm still watching it. I hope this is fake, because this is terrible.
Well, then just stop watching it.
Wow! Do not watch this. What is this? Because I'm sure it's less painful than watching the Pain Olympics. Come on. Just watch a guy cut his dick and balls off, by the way.
I feel like that would be probably something on the Russian thing that probably. I was talking about.
The BME Pain Olympics is... Oh, that's... I didn't want to see that. Why did I just scroll back up? Like... Stop it!
Back
go
button,
to this.
Back button, back button.
Go to the fucking do not watch. I want to watch that more. I don't care. Fuck, I don't know what the fuck is it. Fuck it, I don't care what it is. Go to something else, motherfucker. Go back. I don't give a shit. Oh, yeah, your average internet user. I'd rather see that.
Spicy curry.
Anyone listening, don't go on any of these sites I'm talking about.
Unless you just don't care for your psychological health, maybe.
I mean, let's
check it out.
It's not gonna really bother me in the long run. It's just, it's pretty fucked.
It's not very.
It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Especially if there's children. Don't have them watch.
Yeah, don't do that at your family gathering.
Yeah, don't bring it up at Thanksgiving. It'll be weird. Hey guys, you want to watch a guy cut his dick and balls off? I'm sure I can pitch that one to my fucking family.
No. Nope.
Because they're all women and they hate men. Alright, this doesn't even work.
Well, yeah, your younger sister's a fucking lesbian.
Yeah, my older sister's against sex, and so is my mother.
Cool.
I'm not going to touch this subject with a 10-foot pole.
Why?
Because...
He only has a 3-foot pole.
I was going to say, he only has like a 5-inch pole.
We're not talking about my pole.
Well, you brought it up.
Oh yeah, this is called One Priest, One Nun, and it's just them having sex.
Wow.
That's it.
That's I love that meme. Where it's like it's Tom Selleck or fucking whoever in like this 80s sitcom. Or not sitcom, but like action TV show.
Magnum P.I.
Yeah, Magnum P.I. And it's like, he sees this nun on a ladder on the side of a building.
On some scaffolding.
Yeah, and he's like, wait a minute, nuns don't work on Sundays. And he fucking shoots her and the next slide is her falling off.
Yeah. And then a Mac-10 just mysteriously falls out of her fucking smock.
Yeah.
I'm gonna... Go grab antacids real quick. Maybe I can forget about the guy cutting his dick and blah blah.
I doubt it.
Oh, I will eventually.
80s action TV shows are just so painfully hilarious to watch. I love them.
How about, like, Airwolf, Knight Rider, A-Team?
Wait, was there a TV show or was it a movie where there was the guy that had the fucking helicopter?
That's incredibly vague. I don't know.
Well, no. some dude had like an Apache attack helicopter, and he did a bunch of crazy rogue-like shit.
It could be Airwolf. I don't know. Still very vague.
I can't remember many details.
I haven't watched Airwolf in probably fucking 20 years, so I don't really know or remember a whole lot of details about it, but I definitely know it was mostly helicopter-based. I don't know. I still want to go get a picture of my car taken over by that fucking... It's not an Apache, it's like a fucking... Cobra or something from like Vietnam at that VFW.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't really have the balls to fucking go over there. Because, like, people probably aren't there most of the time, but it's like. I don't really want to get, like, trespassing or fucking, like, hey, what are you doing here? Or fucking whatever.
There. I actually have an old, this is completely off topic, but I have an old Polaroid photo floating around somewhere of me with just the pair of shiny blue pants when they were renovating the, like, Paul Bunyan statue in town.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. Those Paul Bunyan statues are apparently pretty, like, widespread around the United States. Like, they have one in GTA 5. And that was one of the things that, back when Huxley was doing the guided tours for GT Planet, it was one of, like, the stops that we had on the whole, like, hour-plus-long tour of different landmarks and shit that they, like, got, like, basically photo-accurate, essentially. I was like, yo, we got one of those in town. Yeah. It's up in the Polito Bay area. It's like in the northwest.
Yeah, the only one in town, the only reason it doesn't have an axe anymore is because it's technically a flagpole.
Mm-hmm. Bullshit. It's the only reason they can have it there, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. Back in the day when we used to go to Canada, wasn't there the Jolly Green Giant?
I think there was. I've completely forgotten about that.
I don't remember where exactly it was, but it was, I remember.
It was in that, like, hinterland, farmland between the border and Montreal, exactly. Like, because, you know, there's that, like, hour of fucking manure smell.
Yeah. Well, that was, like, a 4.5 to 5 hour long drive to Bangor.
Yeah, that was more like a 7 hour drive.
I was going to say, you're going to Canada, it's like 7 hours, probably.
4.5 hours is going to the bottom tip of fucking New Hampshire or Vermont.
Well, you can get to Maine, too.
Well, either way, but that's a, you know, trajectory that we were following.
Hey, you want to go to Canada? Yeah, it's going to take about 10 hours. Never mind.
Well, it took us, me and my friend Kev, his parents have a lake house, like, literally on the shore almost of Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It took about 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
And Winnipesaukee is, like, in the lower east portion of New Hampshire. But sometimes when we went up to Canada, it was more like almost 8.5 hours because of traffic and shit.
It also depended on whether or not we wanted to stop at Queechy Gorge or not.
Which most often we did, but
in the last couple of years, not so much, but
yeah, that it could have been as little as 6 hours or 6.5 hours if, you know, it was like ideal conditions and, like, you know, nothing crazy going on. And then he would also go and fucking stop at these fucking random antique stores between the border and our destination. It'd be like, you know, some dude's barn or whatever, antique store.
Yeah.
Spend like 45 minutes there while he's fucking sorting through shit.
Yeah.
I also vaguely remember having a interesting altercation in Canada at a Toys R Us, because it was the year they came out with quarters, and they didn't, and the cashiers didn't know what the fuck to do with them. It's like, no, that's not an American quarter, that's a Canadian quarter.
Yeah, I remember the dollar coins and the $2 coins. Yeah.
Loonies.
Loonies and toonies.
I still have at least one or two of each somewhere.
So they have currency called Looney Tunes?
No, they have loons on them.
I know, but it's a joke.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know my joke, man.
But
it wasn't a good one.
Well, the apartment...
It wasn't an apartment. Well, it was a penthouse fucking condo.
Well, the penthouse condo we stayed at, directly across the street, was a mall that was constantly under renovation because nothing ever stayed there for a long period of time. But they did have this dope-ass indoor playground.
Yeah, it had, like, a pirate ship.
And...
like, a big pirate ship, like, probably from that tree over to, like, there.
Hey, children, you can pretend to plunder money and rape women and kill people, and yeah, isn't it so much fun? This is what pirates did. If they ever saw you in person, they tell you to fuck off.
You want a peg leg? Jump, you know, just jump off that fucking balcony over there.
You want to get peg legged?
You want to get pegged?
And then sometime in the late 90s, they put in the movie theater.
Yeah, the movie theater was nice.
Well, it was expensive.
Well, I'm pretty
it
sure
wasn't
we
back then.
I'm pretty sure we saw Star Wars Episode 1 at that movie theater, although I could be wrong.
I know we definitely saw some James Bond, like maybe GoldenEye over there. Maybe like Tomorrow Never Dies or something, I don't know.
I remember one of the few Pixar movies.
Maybe Mission Impossible, like going back 20 some odd minutes. I think we saw that there.
I'm pretty sure I saw Monsters Incorporated while I was there.
I've never seen it, so unless I stayed at the fucking place, probably not.
Did you cry?
Hey, Monsters Incorporated, the first movie, was a fucked up film to have. Like a 10-year-old watch.
Yeah.
So are a lot of fucking kids' movies. Brave Little Toaster? Anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Talked about it with Nelly on 4th of July.
I also remember Fievel Goes West.
That wasn't that fucked up. But I mean, it was pretty dark-ish.
Okay, if we're gonna go fucked up, Hunchback of Notre Dame and Anastasia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are pretty... messed up too.
Not a kid's movie, but this movie fucked with me because I really hated the ending. The Mist. That movie, the ending pissed me off.
Motherfucker! Was it Mist the game? Yeah.
Yeah, I played like. Yeah. They have like 1, 2, 3, and maybe 4.
There was Mist, Riven, and then I don't remember what came after that.
I beat Mist, but Riven was like 6 or 8 CDs at the time, and like I probably got like at least halfway through Riven.
Did you ever play Day of the Tentacle?
No.
God, that game was fun. You gonna do a pee on the wood logs?
Well, that's another thing. Since we're on this topic, one time we went up to Montreal, our I guess you would call it an uncle. It was my mom's cousin, basically, the son of her aunt and uncle that we were visiting.
Yeah.
He lives in Toronto, so he's, like, you know, in the middle of Canada, and, you know, Montreal is over on the east side. And he came over, and he sold us, like, basically our first computer. It was, like, 386 or 486 Intel.
Yeah.
I forget which one it was, but it was like 94, 93 maybe.
Yeah.
He gave us, it was like top spec for the time. And he gave us like the original X-Wing game, Wing Commander 1, Wing Commander 2, like Commander Keen, and this other game called Humans, and like a bunch of other stuff.
Blake Stone. That was a good one.
And like, I'm talking, this is so far back that like the CD-ROM drive, you had to put the CD into a plastic case that would go into the disk drive.
Yeah.
It was, thankfully, at like 3.5 floppy at that point, so I had, later on, a ton of fucking, like, what was called shareware at that point, where it'd give you, like, the first level or two of a game on a couple floppies, and, like, you can install it for free, you know, whatever. So, I had, like, Doom, Duke Nukem, fucking, a little later, Quake, Blake Stone, Aliens of Gold.
I remember that, like, Doom, they'd send you the demo, and then you could then send them money, and then they'd send you, like, the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, those were the days. The other thing was, SimCity 2000.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. We hit that on the fucking Nintendo.
It wasn't anywhere near as good as it was on the PC.
Yeah.
Because, like, I bought the one for the PlayStation, and I was like, this is shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I... SimCity 2000 and Skirk. SimCity Urban Renewal Kit. Where you could, like, custom skin all the buildings and stuff to make it whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
I spent many hundreds of hours in that game. Fuck. There was even a point where, like, our computer fucking went down and we had to get a new one. And before we got it, like, I went to my neighbor's house and installed it on their computer and played there over the summer. It was like a week and a half. Whatever, but... Fuck, that game... Something else, man. I'm surprised I'm not into that stuff, like, nowadays.
Bitch.
What?
Sweater?
No, I felt like getting it out. I will say this, next time, Hello Senpai doesn't drop, I'm gonna order another one of these just because it's starting to fucking... Sure. This one's starting to crack.
Cocaine?
No. Not that much fun.
What's cracking?
Cocaine.
No, the design on my sweatshirt.
Fuck you, crows. Don't shit on my car.
I see it.
This is surprisingly refreshing.
There was that one time where there was, like, at least 100 crows, and they circled the entire property, like, literally a circle.
Yeah.
And, I hear this fucking tink. It sounded like it bounced off the fucking aluminum siding.
Nope.
It's right on the roof of my car. And it's like a medium-sized Puffy Cheetos fucking crow shit. It's the biggest bird shit I've ever seen in my life.
Didn't dent your roof?
Did not dent.
No.
But I was hoping it wouldn't, and thankfully it didn't.
Why am I not surprised?
Shut up, I've been waiting. And I'm stealing a sip of this.
That's alright. It's like more of an watermelon of the earth flavor.
That's prickly pear and pink guava.
I don't really taste either of those. Like, the combination of this must...
Perry the platypus and pink guava.
You can't get there from here.
Yeah.
I like how they made it, like, a maze that you probably can't complete if you tried.
Yeah, well, we can try after this. Which we have about a minute. 30-second mark, goddamn. It's not there yet.
I don't know.
That's what I was telling you. Like, there's about a minute left.
God damn it, man!
Let's not fuck up the timing this time.
You could put a fucking outro.
They're gonna be... I mean, this is gonna be split up anyway.
Never gonna give you up.
Never gonna fuck your mom.
What? She fucking hates me.
Dessert to you. I did not roll off the tongue like that. I was going to. Weird noises. I like to fuck cats. I mean pussy.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I said the wrong word, okay?
Pussy. I like to fuck pussy.
Okay, so for the...
Well, the next
shut up.
Five? Adrian! Adrian!
We're gonna take Ohio! We're gonna get Delaware!
Give him the stick! Don't give him the stick! Follow for the next episode of No One Cares About This Podcast.